Can you talk a little bit about what we do know in terms of response rates and disease control and side effects with the usual options that are available in this situation, and also the role of retreating with platinum?
What we do know is we have, for clinical trial purposes, used 6 months as our cutoff to define sort of platinum resistant and platinum sensitive. And I think, unfortunately, that's probably led to the sort of magical thinking that something unique and wonderful happens at 6 months. I mean, it's really a continuum. And, you know, if you look at any of the drugs that we have, retreatment with platinum, retreatment with a taxane, topotecan, liposomal doxorubicin, the farther out somebody is from their initial therapy, the more sensitive, the higher their response rate. So the time from completion of initial therapy is a measure of potential chemotherapy sensitivity. So there aren't really huge response rates to almost anything that you use in the first 6 months. Getting people into another CR is very difficult when they recur within the first 6 to 12 months. It happens, but it's not very common. The longer someone is out, the more likely we're able to get them into a CR. There have now been two large randomized studies that have looked at platinum alone versus platinum-based combinations in patients with late relapse after 6 to 12 months, and that's the ICON 4 study and the AGO study of carbo versus gem carbo. And the ICON study looked at paclitaxel carboplatin versus carboplatin alone, and both of those showed an improvement in progression-free survival. The gemcitabine carboplatin versus carboplatin study was not powered to look at survival but didn't really show any difference in survival, but there was an improvement in progression-free survival. And so certainly it's nice to have more than one platinum-based combination to be able to offer patients. And again, prior toxicity certainly feeds into that. I think that both of these studies actually have led to a little bit of a paradigm shift in that in patients who recur more than 6 to 12 months after initial therapy, most of us will reuse a platinum-based doublet in these folks.
So in this situation with recurrence at 6 months, what would you most likely be doing?
At 6 months, especially with measurable disease, I would be using sequential single agents in this situation, and I would start with the non-platinum. Interestingly, if you look at the GOG studies in the platinum-resistant population, that GOG 126 series, so those are patients who've recurred within 6 months of completing initial therapy, the three agents that were studied that have response rates 20% or greater are docetaxel, weekly paclitaxel, and pemetrexed. Unfortunately, Lilly's not going to develop pemetrexed, and at least they don't have a plan to do that in ovarian cancer now. But it's interesting that even in taxane-resistant patients, that taxanes are two of the most active drugs. These studies specifically look at chemotherapy. They're two of the most active drugs. So we actually have a pretty large list. I mean, you can think about reusing weekly paclitaxel, using docetaxel, topotecan, liposomal doxorubicin, gemcitabine, oral etoposide, and then we get into some drugs that don't use quite so much. But there's actually a pretty long list of things that we can do. The response rates, however, are going to range from, you know, the low teens to maybe the low 20s in terms of percent responses.